God overrules.
Lord, we worship your name.
When the angel was talking to Mary, the angel was trying to stir up our faith by making reference to what had happened to Elizabeth. Mary, if you think what I've told you is difficult, I've got a news to tell you of a seemingly difficult situation that God has just handled for Elizabeth, your cousin. Elizabeth, your cousin, is 6 months pregnant. That was she who was called barren. It is sad that human beings like to describe other people with the downside. Oh, you don't remember that one who is always borrowing. People just want to address you with what is not working in your life. But God can overrule that. God overrules nature. When the purpose of God, the eternal purpose of God is concerned, God can rearrange nature. If necessary, He can ask the sun to stand still and the moon to stand still to get His purpose accomplished.
As I look upon your throne, all I see is you, Lord.
This morning I pray, whatever needs to be overruled in your life and on your behalf, may heaven stand up to do it and accomplish eternal purpose in your life. In the name of Jesus, God has the power to overrule because He's the sovereign God. He is the Most High God. When man has spoken, if God has not spoken, the chapter is not closed.
No one, nobody.